Welcome to a live preaching message from the Manhattan branch of Lycos International Church in New York City, where the Word of God is imparted clearly, practically, and comprehensively for present-day living. Our aim is to provide a solid foundation of Bible-based instruction to our church members to equip them to preach and teach the gospel wherever they might be. Join us for a life-changing experience as you listen to this message.
Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the Living God, Father, thank you for your goodness and your mercies, for your steadfast love. Father, they are new every morning. Thank you for your presence that is here this morning. Father, I pray that everyone that is here, Holy Spirit, will have an encounter with you today, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. That whatsoever, my God, that burden us, Lord, we will not leave this place the same. But Holy Spirit, everything will be laid on the cross in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your unction that is here, Holy Spirit, manifest over us. And we pray that, Lord, your will be done. Your will is for us to be restored. Let everyone that is sick be healed. Let everyone that is discouraged be encouraged through your word. Let everyone that is troubled, oh God, be at rest in your arms this morning. And let your word have its free course. The Bible says that the entrance of your word brings light. Father, this morning, every darkness in us, may your word, Holy Spirit, illuminate those darkness. Illuminate those entities. Eliminate every plans of the enemy. Eliminate every sickness, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hidden diseases, let your word illuminate them, oh God. And let everyone, Holy Spirit, be free to serve you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Give a clap offering unto the Lord. I say, give a clap offering unto the Lord. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. I have a testimony, hallelujah. I said, I have a testimony. And everyone is here have a testimony, hallelujah. Many of us, you know, we tend to say that I have a testimony, but for me, I only testify to God in my room. It's like we are ashamed to come and stand and testify to glorify the name of the Lord of what he has done. It's true that the Bible says that when ye pray, go into your chambers. But the Bible did not say that when you testify, go into your chambers. Many of us have been Christians for many years, but we have never testified to glorify the name of the Lord. Today, if you are here, I want to testify for you that your life is a testimony to God. Hallelujah. For your presence here is a testimony. Hallelujah. And then the testimony must be given for the name of the Lord to be glorified. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that they overcame their who? Who did they overcome with? Who? The enemy. By what? The words of their testimony. Was that said publicly? Was it said publicly? Other than that, you will not know from the Bible. It was said openly. Else me and you would not have known that there's a scripture in Revelation chapter 12 that says that we overcome the enemy by the words of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So when you testify, you shut the mouth of enemy over your life. You can stay in your room and say, I testify to God. Who are you testifying to? God?
Listen, God wants public to hear what he has done over your life for his name to be glorified. For the name of the Lord to be glorified. But some of us, I think we are very shy to stand on the stage to testify. But Bible says that if you are shy or ashamed to talk about me publicly, I will not also reward you secretively. I'm saying this to encourage you that it's a great thing to testify to glorify the name of the Lord. And don't worry about anybody. Let them talk, but you are testifying to glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife also have a testimony. I think her name was mentioned, but she has to stop by to pick a few things for us, the church. So she's running a little late. If the opportunity comes, we will give her that privilege to also testify. Hallelujah. But this is my testimony. My testimony is for what the Lord has done for me and what he's doing and what he's about to do for me. I want to thank him for the gift of my life, the gift of my wife, the gift of my children, the gift of my parents, the gift of my siblings, the gift of life of you as a church member, the gift of anyone that connects with me. I thank God for all of us. Hallelujah. And I thank God for your life. Hallelujah. I thank God that you are alive today, sitting here, looking at someone like me to minister to you. For me, I thank God because it's a privilege. Why? I am not worthy to minister to you. So it's a big testimony. But somebody like me can stand before you and minister to you to hear the word of God, even to give me a tongue alone to call his name. Hallelujah. For not many have that privilege to be able to call the name of the Lord. So it's a privilege for me, and I thank God for that. Hallelujah. I thank God for the privilege to be chosen as a vessel in this institution, this ministry, this church called Lighthouse in Manhattan. Hallelujah. It's a privilege for me. I never did dream that this opportunity will come to me. If our lives have to be rewritten, and a Bible has to be read by children that are not born or will be born in the future, I believe my name will be in that book if they are talking about Lighthouse, of the pastors that pastor the church. Hallelujah. And I am so grateful to God for choosing me. Hallelujah. And I thank those who see something in me to call me to be a pastor, someone that my life, I can say that in the eyes of the Lord, I'm not worthy. But God has called me, and I continue to pray and give him thanks for the opportunity to turn the hearts of many to Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah, and I thank God for Apostle Joel, for Bishop, Prophet, for Reverend Osei, and all the pastors that have pastored me. I thank God for their lives, because without them, perhaps I may not be here today talking to you. So somebody shout with me and say, Lord, we thank you for all that you've done. And all that you are doing and all that you are about to do, we give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My message is those who forget. Many of us are forgotten of what the Lord has done for us, so we do not testify to glorify his holy name. Many of us do not acknowledge what the Lord has done for us. Perhaps you have, but I don't know. So maybe I'm saying this for your heart to be touched, to give testimonies, to glorify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a privilege for a believer to testify. It's a privilege for a believer to honor God by testifying for what the Lord has done for him. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 28. The title of my message is, People You Must Not Forget. There are certain people in our lives we must not forget. Hallelujah. Do you agree with me? You think it's a good message to hear? Wonderful. If you agree, then the word of God will manifest over us. The Bible said that except you agree. So we must by all means agree with the Holy Spirit for the word to manifest over us. The Bible says that remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Remove not the ancient marks or the landmark which the fathers have set. Hallelujah. And in this life, certain ancient marks are being removed. They are being removed because we have forgotten what the Lord has done for us. Is somebody hearing me? But the Bible teaches us that as Christians, we must not remove the ancient landmarks. Hallelujah. You must believe that they did not walk into your life, or they did not come into an existence by accident. Is somebody with me? So by all means, you must decide to understand what is a landmark. Something if somebody do into your life that you can never forget. Is somebody with me? I pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to you. Hallelujah. Daniel chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Remove not the ancient landmark. Don't forget the scripture. Don't forget it. The Bible says that in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. Verse 2, please. The Bible said that, and the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. Who gave? Who gave to Jehoiakim? Who is the king of Judah into his hand? With part of vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. Verse 3. And the king spake unto, how do you pronounce this? Ashpenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel and of the king's seed and of the princes. Somebody say amen. So you see, you can see that God brought Nebuchadnezzar to the king. Nebuchadnezzar did not just walk into the life of Jehoiakim, true or false? Because the Bible said that it is the Lord that brought Jehoiakim. Hallelujah. So people do not come to our lives by accident. People do not walk into our lives by accident. I believe everyone you have had, you have had an encounter with, it is divine orchestrated by somehow, if you are a believer by God, if you are not a believer by the devil. And if it is orchestrated by God, that person by all means will be good into your life. Many of us have had an encounter with people whom the enemy has orchestrated into our life, and by so, things did not go well for us. Today, me and you can attest that there are some people, because we had an encounter with them, things are not the way it's supposed to be. Perhaps if those people were not in our lives, things would have been different. How many of you can attest to that? How many of you can attest that there are certain people, because you are the way you are because of certain people you had an encounter with? Hallelujah. I believe in the name of the Lord that things do not happen in our life by accident. I believe everything is orchestrated. Hallelujah. Now, you can attest that it is from the Lord when you begin to see that the person is really helping you in a certain direction. There's a prayer called a prayer for your destiny helper. Are we together? Certain people you pray for, they come to your life, they change your life. Some of you can pray and your life can be changed tomorrow just by having an encounter with one person in your life. Hallelujah. And I pray that your divine orchestrated helper or your destiny helper, by the time we finish the message, the Holy Spirit will orchestrate to walk that person into your life. In the name of Jesus. I said in the name of Jesus. Some of you, by one counsel from somebody, can save your whole life. A counsel. And by a counsel from another person can lead you to death. For the Bible says that there is a way that seemeth right before the eyes of a man. But the end result is what? It's death. Which means a man can lead you to death. And on the same note, a man can lead you to life. So the Bible says in Deuteronomy 30 verse 9 that I am the Lord thy God. I created life. I created death. I created blessings and I created curses. But choose life. That is for you. He will never, ever force you to choose life. But he is counseling you to choose life. So it's on your court. If you choose to take life, then you will live a healthy life. Hallelujah. Church, I'm speaking to you as a family, as someone that I dearly love, that God have a plan for you. And the plan that the Lord have for you is not of evil, but of good. So choose to live a life that pleases God by trying your very best. I'm not going to tell you that it will be easy. It's very difficult. But with the help of the Holy Spirit, by being intentional to say, Lord, help me with the help of your Spirit to walk in your word and to be obedient, he will do for you. Hallelujah. And that's something that you must speak into your life every day. Because there are voices of the enemy that suppress us to the point that we don't even have time to read the word. Because we are preoccupied, so busy going about our secular things, which is work. Work takes everything from us to the point that we don't even have a relationship with God. Because we have forgotten the one who has kept us by giving us a job to do. But if you think that it is the Lord that has given you the work, you will by all means make a time to appreciate him so much daily. Daily. You make the word of God a daily bread, which will feed you that you will never be hungry, neither would you ever be thirsty. By being intentional. Being intentional to say that I have a father who has kept me from January to February, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. How many of you have heard some of your friends that did not make it to today? That you knew them from January? How many? Did you hear any such like that? Or any loved one? How many of you that you know some people that they are very healthy from the beginning of January? And today, they are not. They are in the hospital. How many of you have heard that? I have. Even today, this morning, 1 o'clock, I have somebody who is on the operating room right now as I'm talking to you. And those things, the reason why she's in the hospital, many do not make it. It's painful to hear that your loved one having blood in his brain, dying. And yet, when we have life, when we have privilege to drive, to sit in a car, to take a train, or to do anything for God, we cannot say, thank you, Lord, for giving me a life to live, opening my eyes to see, giving me roof over my head, clothes to wear, bread on the table, people to talk to, a church to attend. Somebody is in the operating room. And it's something that I would love to challenge the church to spend the next 3 minutes declaring and deploring the word of God unto such person that may the Lord God Almighty restore her health. Do you think it's a good thing to do? Why don't you stand on your feet from the depth of your heart? I need you to open up your mouth right now. I need you to lift up your hands right now and say, Lord, she's one of us. I'm not going to talk about this. It could have been me. But Lord, I pray that Lord, Holy Spirit, send forth your word to touch her. To touch her and deliver her. Give her another chance to live, oh God. Give her another chance for her husband, for her child, for the church. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of the living God. Every voice lifted up. Let heavens hear you. Let heavens hear your voice. Let heaven. The Bible says that when Paul and Silas was in prison, when they were in prison, the Bible said that the disciples, they came together and agree upon the word of God and lifted up a prayer. And the Bible said that by that prayer, my God, in the name of Jesus, the chains that were bound on them were broken. Father, let the chains of sickness be broken. Let the chains of sickness and diseases be broken. Let the chains of brain aneurysm, my God, Holy Spirit, be broken. Father, set her free. Set her free. Illuminate every darkness, every hidden diseases. My God, in the name of Jesus, let every one of us here, every soul here, let us laugh because our sister is restored. Let the husband laugh because her life is restored. Let the child laugh because her health is restored. We say this in your holy name, that Lord, there is nothing that is too difficult for you. Touch the hands of every doctor, every surgeon, every technician, every nurse. My God, in the name of Jesus, your name is Jehovah Jireh. Your name is Jesus. Your name is the healing Jesus. Nothing that is too difficult for you. He said, when we pray and we believe, you will hear us and you will answer us. Father, with many that are gathered here, with our voices triumphing in the heavens, Father, we know our prayers are answered. Thank you for healing our sister. Thank you for restoring her. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for answering prayers over everyone in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord. Please be seated. So, it is always good to pray. The reason being is a prayer of thanksgiving is the most powerful prayer that you can ever pray. Hallelujah. You know, when everybody was testifying, they are testifying and thanking God for everything. And one of the things that Mama Kisi said was, she called and we prayed together. And the prayer was, Father, I thank you for restoring them and bringing them home safely. Hallelujah. And indeed, the Lord answered our prayers. And they are restored today. They are serving with us with no wahala. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord. If God is making you wait, then be prepared to receive. Hallelujah. I said, if God is making you wait, be prepared to receive more than you have ever asked. Somebody give me a louder amen. I don't think you understand what I just read. I said, if God is preparing you to wait, be ready to receive more than you have ever asked. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. People, you must never forget in your life. Never. Hallelujah. Amen. The first person I would like to tell you never forget in your life is God. Oh, he didn't say amen. I said, it's who? Psalm 136, verse 1. I'm giving you people that you should not forget, and that will be my message. I believe from today, you will be more appreciated than ever before, and you are going to receive more than you have ever asked for, because God is going to turn your heart to be a grateful person. Hallelujah. God is turning your heart to become a thankful person. Hallelujah. Not just saying thank you. Many people say thank you, but they are not thankful. A lot of people say thank you just to get away with. So that you will say that, but I say thank you.
True or false?
Many say thank you, but they are not thankful. Because when you are thankful, the voice behind your thanksgiving is different. You show more of the depth of your heart, of appreciation to the person. You talk about it often. Even if the person thinks it's enough, you still can't stop it. That's how grateful you are. That is how grateful you are. The Bible said that, oh, give thanks unto who? I'm giving you people that you should not, or you must be thankful at all times. All times in your life. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercies endureth forever. For the fact that God is good and his mercies endureth forever, we are being told that we must give thanks to him. He didn't really specify whether it is well with you or it is not well with you. God said, give thanks because his mercies endureth forever. The mercies of God is what has kept me and you to live today, to see light. The goodness of God is what has followed us throughout our years. I don't know how old are you, but for me, the years that I've lived is because of the goodness of God that follows me all the days of my life. And because of that, I give him thanks. It is that reason that I thank God for my parents. It is that reason I thank God for my wife. It is that reason I thank God for my children. It is that reason that I thank God for you as a church member, for you as a friend, for you as anything to me. Are we together? It is that reason, because the Bible teaches us that we must give thanks unto the Lord. And when we are giving thanks, we are thanking God for you and everybody because of God. Give thanks unto the pastor standing before you. Give thanks unto God. So, Lord, I thank you for the gift of life of Michelle. I thank you for the gift of life of everyone that is here, sitting, hearing my voice. I thank you for giving me voice to speak to these precious ones. Give thanks to God. So the first person in your life that you must give thanks daily, I'm talking about daily. Don't wake up without thanking God. Don't ever wake up without giving thanks to God for waking you up, giving you eyes to see, air to breathe. You know how many people go to bed and did not wake up? How many people that they cannot even go to the bathroom by themselves? How many people, I'm not talking about elderly people, how many people that need to be carried to go to the bathroom? And they are same young as your age, as young as you are. And everybody here is vibrant, very young, including myself. Oh, you didn't clap because, wow, you think I'm old? Ah, church, is that how you see me? Father, have mercy on me. Ah, do I look like old man to you? With my suit being buttoned and my tie being nice, nice glasses, and talking to you, I'm not crawling. I'm not really. I have energy to jump. And you don't think that I am a young man? Look, I am 26 years old. You wait till you get there, you will see.
Put your hands together for the Lord.
It is this reason I thank God for everything, because it's unto him that I am who I am by his grace. Oh, give a clap offering unto the Lord. So I give thanks to God for everything pertaining to my life. Hallelujah. And the second thing that you must, or second person you must give thanks to, the person who led you to Christ. your soul winner. You didn't come to this church by accident. Somebody, either somebody invited you, or somebody ministered to you, or somebody prayed for you. For me, I thank God for my brother, Reverend Ray, all the time. I thank God for his life. You won't believe it. I led him to Christ. I'm talking about those who lead you to Christ. I led all my family, my brothers, my sisters, well, no, they didn't follow me. But my brothers, I led all of them to Christ at very, very, very early age of my life. And they all became strong Christian. And for me to lead them, I backslid. Somebody say mercy. Who said mercy? That's my son. He's trying to say, yeah, you backslid, Dad. We know that. I truly did. I allow the world to lead me in a different way. A young boy preaching on the street at the age of 10. I was preaching powerfully, mountain stages in the night with lights. Thank God for the life of Apostle Kojosafu. He led me to Christ. Powerfully taught me how to love. He told me if I love God, then I must first love those I see in my life. Because of that, I love people. I just love people regardless. I just can't forget people. No matter what you do to me, I will make a way so that we can be friends all the time or family all the time. For the Bible said that make peace with all men, not some men. I will never sit to speak bad about anybody to any of you. I may voice my opinion, how I feel, but I will never speak evil or to talk to anybody to do evil to somebody. When you are like that, you are wicked. It's only the devil that speaks evil. For instance, if I have a relationship with Michelle, then you don't have a relationship with Michelle. Then you come to me and you speak evil so that by all means, my relationship with Michelle will be destroyed. You are evil. And I pray that none of us is like that here. I said, I pray that none of us is like that. Always try to make peace with people. And if anybody comes to say anything bad to you, tell the person, I have not experienced that. I'm sorry, but please don't infuse me with such words because I don't want to have a problem. Because words are powerful. They are seed. When somebody sows such negative seed about the person that you trust and you love, all of a sudden you start getting ideas. The Bible says that life and death is in the power of our tongue. So if you come to sow death into somebody's life, you are sowing a seed. Are we together? Thank God. So I thank God for his life all the time. Because as I led him to Christ, he appreciated it so much to the point when I backslid, this brother of mine, my younger brother, prayed for me all the time. All the time. And I think several times I've testified about what he did for me to come back to Christ. When I came to the United States, I wasn't going to church. And he found this church. And he was living with me, praying every night, mentioning my name. I didn't know. One day I went out. And not I went out to do anything, but I was partying anyway. Let's put it like that. Saturday night. I had gone out to party. Mercy. Somebody say mercy. Listening to all sorts of songs and music and looking at many things that my eyes are not supposed to. Eugene, why are you laughing? And on that night, my spirit was disturbed when I went to that place. I just arrived and I felt uncomfortable to be there. But I'm supposed to go and rejoice and be happy. In the devil, not in the Lord, not rejoicing in the Lord. I was disturbed. So I decided, you know what, let me go home. So I came home, it was like about 2:10, 2:20 in the morning, a.m. When I opened my door, I heard a voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn his heart back to you. Turn Nana Dankwa's heart, Lord. Father, he loves you. He loves God. It is the enemy that is leading him astray. Father, bring him back to where he started. Someone that led us, my God, may you bring him back. That was my brother praying with my name. When I heard it, I cried like a baby. I cried. And I wrote a note. And I left it on the table. Then he was just Ray. I said, Ray, wake me up when you are going to church. And this is the brother that several times I've given him my car to go to church. He will say, oh, you take a train because you think I will go somewhere else. And he will come to Manhattan Church, 42nd Street, upper room there. That's where everything started. When I left the note, he waked me up. He says, bro, we are going to church. And when I went to church, not knowing that the whole church have heard about me, he was part of the prayer warriors. Reverend Gilly, Reverend Abraham, may his soul rest in peace. All of them, Jehoshaphat. How many of you remember somebody, a vibrant young man called Jehoshaphat, a prayerful brother? When I entered, and I started, you know, when you come to church, everybody, hello, welcome. It's a small church we are trying to build, so they are happy to see you. The day I joined the church is the day Apostle Joel had come from UK. The very first day he had come to church to preach. Then was Pastor Adi. So he preached. After the service, they asked, is there anybody who wants to give their life to Jesus Christ? I rededicated my life to Jesus Christ. I was sitting at the back with Joyce Adai. And a friend of Joyce Adai, a lady, very tall lady. What's her name? Elaine. I was sitting. This is her, Joyce Adai, Elaine, and myself, and Jehoshaphat at the back. I ran from the back to the front. It was a short room, upper room. And Bishop Adi prayed for me, and he said, from today, Apostle Joel, then he was Pastor Joel, will be your pastor. And a lady who used to work at UN, I think her name was Mercy, if I'm right. Agnes. No, Mercy, UN. She worked for UN. Oh, okay. Mercy first before, yes. Mercy was the one who, that's why I don't forget people. It's years old. Look, I've been in this church, God knows. Most of you, we were not born. That's why you are calling me, I'm old. And I'm still serving. Look, we have been through everything, but I'm still here. Because I remember those who have prayed for me, who have ministered to me, who have visited me, who has dedicated my children, who has named my children, who has blessed my wedding. I remember all of them. So why would I leave? People you should not forget in your life. Those who led you to Christ. And I thank God for all those who have prayed for me that has led me to Christ and still praying for me, including you. I believe that you're also praying for me. Because you're not praying. You don't want to lie. I said, I am trusting God that you are praying for me. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for praying for me. So please, number two person you should not forget, those who lead you to Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 15. The Bible says that, For through ye have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet have ye not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus, I have begotten you through the gospel. This is Paul ministering to the people in Corinthians. He ministered powerfully to them. He led them to Christ. And because of that, many people came to know Jesus because he preached gospel. So don't forget anybody that has ministered to you. Hallelujah. Don't forget them. Don't forget people who have prayed for you, people who want you to believe in the name Jesus. Hallelujah. People who are really always thinking about you and praying for you. People who do their quiet time and share with you so that you will hear the word of God in the train. Everywhere you go, you will carry it with you. Don't forget them. Hallelujah. Number two. My time is up. Number two. Don't forget your first teacher. Number three. Don't forget your first teacher, the person who taught you the fundamentals of Christianity. Now, I want to broad this so that everybody will get it. Listen, many of us, if it is not, you know, your parents did not teach you how to read. Or all of you, your parents taught you how to read? Did your parents teach you how to read? Some of us, we have to be carried to school. That's where we started learning A, B, C, D. By a teacher. Hallelujah. Don't forget them. Don't forget the person who taught you. And in Christianity, don't forget the one who teaches you the word of God for you to be nurtured, for you to be rooted. After your life has been given to Christ, you need someone to teach you the word for you to be rooted and grounded. Are we together? So don't forget those who have taught you the word of God. Amen. Are you hearing me? Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. Give me a New American Standard, please. The Bible says, Hebrews 5, 12, New American Standard, if you have it. NASB, please. Hebrews 5, 12, do we have it? Okay. The Bible said that you have need. For though by this time you ought to be what? Teachers. You have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God. We need to be taught. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Hallelujah. There are times that we don't have teeth to chew because we are babies in Christ. So if you are a baby in Christ, you need to drink milk. It is that reason that when you give birth, you don't give them bones to chew. You give them breast to suck. Hallelujah. That's where the milk is. True or false? So don't forget those who taught you the word of God. Through them, you have become who you are. Hallelujah. So learn to appreciate them in the name of Jesus. I say learn to do what? Appreciate them. And when you do, then the Holy Spirit will help you to acquire more knowledge. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The fourth person that you should not forget in your life is your inspirer. Someone who inspires you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The person who influenced you to go into ministry or to serve the Lord. Not the person who inspired you to chase girls. Some of you, you have friends that they inspire you to chase girls. They give you raps. They teach you when you meet girls, say A, B, C, D. They teach you all the words that you can get girls to quaff. Or they teach you how to drink alcohol. Or they teach you how to do bad things, corrupt people, steal from people. Some people are like that, true or false. They inspire you to steal and to do wrong things. These people are not people to appreciate it. Hallelujah. The people you need to appreciate is the one who inspired you to know the elementary principles. Hallelujah. To know the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Things that will cause you to grow well and live healthy life. Hallelujah. So appreciate them. If you meet someone who talks to you about Jesus, be grateful. Be grateful for those who keep calling you to come to church. I mean, think about it. What do you offer such person? It's because the person cares for your life. The person wants you to do well. So be grateful to them. Hallelujah. These are the people that you must not forget in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Another person you must not forget is your example. Somebody that you look up to. The person who taught you how to preach, how to speak, how to say certain things. Hallelujah. Some of us, we are taught how to say bad things. When you are learning certain languages, you learn the bad ones. Words you can use to insult people because they don't understand. That's what some of us, we have learned. But you must be grateful to those who teaches you. Don't say certain things. My children, all of them growing up, I told everyone there's no such word called silly in this house. We don't use that word. Silly. Silly. So they were watching, what show was that? Is it Barney?
at Caillou. Yes. He remembered. And Caillou was using always like, don't be silly, silly heart. And my heart jumped. From that moment, never Caillou. I told them. And indeed, they never like it. Because I stopped them from watching it. I said, no words like, don't silly. But here, it's like a simple word. You're talking to somebody, he says, you're being silly. Don't be silly. Go to my country and tell your father you're being silly. You will get a double slap. True or false? Or don't be fool. Hey! So don't forget, the person who taught you how to preach the gospel, how to talk about Jesus Christ and him being crucified and resurrecting for your life, that today you have salvation. Be grateful to such people. Hallelujah. I said, be grateful to them. Because of them, today every death situation in your life is resurrected. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The next person that you should not forget in your life is your friend. The Bible says that a friend in need is a friend. Look, many of us, our friends are the one that has really done great things in our life. Somebody that you can go to and talk to at any time, and the person has ears to hear you. Somebody who give you access to his life and say, hey, I'm giving you 24/7. My phone is for you. You can call me at any time. Time is not limited to you. Such person is truly a friend who cares for your life. Meaning that he is there for you whether things are good or things are bad. Some friends, they are only there for you when things are going well. As soon as you find yourself in crisis, your life is abandoned. They don't know you anymore. Some friends, they come to you because they need help. When they receive everything that they need, they don't. I've seen that in the church all the time. Hey, they come with wahala issues. It's like life, the whole world is against them. It's like if you don't help them, they are dead. And once they get help, Pastor, oh, thank you for everything. Let them be established. But before the help, you see them all the time. In fact, they're calling you all the time. That's not a friend. Not friend that comes to you when they need something. They'll call you every day because they need something. When they receive what they want. No. Those are not the friends I'm talking about. I'm talking about friends who are there for you at all times. Rain or shine, they are there. Such person must never be forgotten in your life. Are we together? I said, are we together? The last person you should not forget in your life is your sponsor. Hallelujah. I said, it's your sponsor. Now, this is very broad. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15 to 16. The Bible says, can we get King James Version? You yourself also know, Philippians, that at the first preaching of the gospel, okay. Now ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Are we getting an understanding of the scripture? People you should never forget in your life are your sponsors. Verse 16, please. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity. Here, Paul has preached to a church in Philippines. He built a church there. He ministered to them. And then he went to, where did he go to? He left the Philippines and went to a place to preach. And whilst he was there, the people in Philippians remembered Paul. Everything that he did for them. Preaching to them, praying for them, counseling them, leading them. And the Bible says that those people never, as Paul did not forget them, they never, ever forget Paul. They never did. So what did they do? Paul living somewhere else, knowing that Paul will be traveling, will be preaching, will need roof over his head, will need bread on the table, will need things. Many people say that God will provide. Listen, God provide, but God does not come from heaven and give. He uses men. So the people remembered Paul, that Paul, even though the Lord is with him, the Lord, he's using the name of the Lord to touch the heart of many. He's commanding things to happen, preaching powerfully, doing signs and wonders, miracles. As he was doing that, the people figured that Paul would need money. Paul would need money to help even others who need help in the new church that he is building. So the Paul remembered them, all that he received. Can you go back to verse 15? The Bible says that Paul said that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated. That means there were other churches that Paul built. Other people, other members that he prayed for, that he labored for, that he visited, that he did a lot of things for them. In the name of Jesus, when even there was some crisis, Paul was there 24/7, praying and counseling and comforting them. Paul said, these people, most people did nothing. But the people in Philippines, Bible said that they remembered him. No church communicated with me as concerning giving and what? Receiving, what? But ye only, but Manhattan only. Oh, you don't say, Amy, why? Because why? You don't sponsor your, or you are not sponsors. I'm preaching gospel. Listen, this is the gospel truth, how people are being blessed, not forgetting people who have helped you. It's a spiritual and it's a gospel. If you think your way is just always receive, 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 trust me, your life will never be flourished. Yes, I know you are comfortable over your roof. Look, I told you this morning, I got a call. Somebody very healthy. Healthy. Nobody knows what tomorrow holds, true or false. Somebody healthy, going back and forth, complaining, little headache. Go to the hospital. Our friend died, a church member, Mingo. What's the name, I say? Samuel. He was very healthy. Young man who is not even 50. Why? Not that he was a bad person. Not that's what I'm saying. No. But what I'm saying is that let's be grateful to people. Let's be grateful. Bible says that Cornelius, your givings has become what? A memorial. So givings are more spiritual things. Don't do that because somebody has done only good to you. You only do something for somebody because the person has done only good to you. People who sponsors you, don't forget them. There are some people that they may not give you cash. Maybe because most of us, all that we see as giving is cash. Of course, that's what Paul also needed anyway, because he was eating. That's what also Paul needed. Even though he was eating, because Paul said, your givings, your givings concerning and receiving, only church was given. Verse 16, please. He said, for even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto his necessity, whatever he needs, so that he can have clothes to wear, like me. You all know that I need more shoes to wear. I'm kidding. No, I'm preaching gospel. Hallelujah. Say amen. Amen. You don't want me to look nice to come and stand in front of you and preach? You want me to look raggedy and come here? So, it was given to Paul for his necessity, for his well-living, so that God will bless him more to do more of the work, have the energy to preach, have the energy to visit, have the energy to pray for people. And if he's hungry, he will not be. Don't say that, as for the pastors, they need to fast all the time. No, it's not true. Don't be too spiritual and be wicked. Don't do that, Oh, the pastor doesn't need nothing because he's fasting. He's also a human being like you. Put your hands together for the Lord. It's a good place to be a sponsor to those who minister to you, to those who have done good to you. It's a good place to remember them in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I pray that we will be people who will not forget those who have been helpful in our lives. Let's not forget the prophet who sacrificed his life and responded to the call of God upon his life. Today, all of us, we are part of this church because of one person's sacrifice. One person. And through his sacrifice, many globally churches are being planted. And many, many millions of souls are saved by him. Hallelujah. So let's remember him by praying for him and honoring him. It doesn't matter. You see, you always think maybe the man have money, so you don't want to. It's too much to send. Listen, even if it is $1 you can send to him, God knows your heart, what you mean. And you will be blessed, I'm telling you, just appreciating what the Lord has done for you. Amen. I said amen. So let's remember people who have been grateful in our life. Hallelujah. Let's remember people who has prayed for us, who has labored for us, who has given to us also. If somebody has helped you when you came to the country, you didn't even have nothing. Somebody gave you a living room to sleep. Remember that person. Not that God has blessed you with a Mercedes Benz and a nice house and you are trying to condemn the person because the person still lives in an apartment. Many of us are like that. I came here when you were in the apartment. You're still in the apartment. And you've forgotten that he's the one that gave you a place to sleep. You talk rubbish. Be careful because you don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't know if God will continue to bless you with roof over your head to have money to pay your mortgage. You don't know that. You don't. So if God has blessed you, remember how far the Lord has brought you. And those who help you to be where you are, remember them. I said, remember them. Remember the God of your creator, the one who gave birth to you, who formed you, that has made you who you are today. Remember them. Remember the Lord thy God, who gave us your life to live. Roof over your head, bread on the table. Remember God. Remember Jesus. Remember your spouses. Some of you are married because by the grace of God. Remember the one who chose you. Pastor, how about he remembering me being beautiful for his eyes to see? And come to me. Tell them to also remember the beauty of God upon my life. Yes, we remember that too. Stand onto your feet and let's thank God for what he has done, what he is doing, and what he's about to do. Put your hands together for the Lord.
With a grateful heart.
Oh, so.
We hope you have been blessed. Come join us for any of our services. Contact us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Lycos Manhattan. That's Lycos, LAIKOS Manhattan. You can also email us at lci.newyork@gmail.com. Visit us on the web at www.lcimanhattan.com.